Hi, this is Toby Tobias, and this is the Unwanted Family Podcast.
Shot right through me, girl, don't you know? Baby, Thank you.
testing. Testing, testing.
So in the unwanted basement, we've got Toby Tobias. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. Just here, just checking. I think I might have to turn it up a bit.
Well,
there you go.
I think we're good.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's all raw.
Raw in the basement.
So, I mean, do you want to have a little chat about some of those rare nuggets that you've been selecting so far? What you got?
Well, the first one was Material. Started with Material. Big up to Andy AKB, who put me onto this album.
Who's Andy then?
Who's Andy?
Yeah,
Andy's a dude I used to live with.
Oh, I see.
Years ago. And he's into his electro, like me. Well, we were both into old school electro, and Material is a producer from that era, Celluloid Records and stuff. But yeah, this is Celluloid. No, it's not. It's Electra. But anyway,
is this Andy that you used to break dance with?
No, he's not. He's from another generation. But he's from the sort of last. I was at art college with kind of his best mate, and then we ended up living together. And we started making music together. Anyway, Andy, if you're listening, all right, mate.
And, big up, Andy.
Yeah, I hope I introduce him to some nice tunes as well, because we definitely, you know, used to go share some bargain basements, bargain bin shopping in charity shops together.
Knocking off that dust.
Yeah, exactly. So, that was the first one. And then the second one, I'm trying to remember now,
What we got?
The second one was... was it that one? Nunk. Walk 9. I can remember now. It was a CD.
Yes.
Jamaica Running by The Pool, which is just something that I've acquired recently, but it's an old tune. It's a bit of a Balearic classic. And I've been after it for ages. I found it on a compilation. It was released on Compost. And it's just a great little Balearic classic. So, and then after that, it was Warp 9. I'll talk about that record after I've slipped on the next one, because this one's running out.
Take it through, man.
Stop.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was Jay Greenspan on Geelong Records, which is that's Caribou's label. So obviously we've missed a few out, but I'll fill you in on them in a minute. Just gonna play the next track. So that was that, and then the next one's Actress, Hazyville.
Nice.
And yeah, so these are these last those two are sort of something that's really inspiring to me.
Right,
Caribou is probably one of the most inspiring artists that have sort of hit house music, I think, in the recent year or two. And his labels, he's just quality. Everything he does is quality. The label, his label's quality. The Daphne Productions and Caribou stuff.
He seems like even as a person, he seems like a real nice character. A nice.
Yeah, I mean, the live. I saw him live at Glastonbury as well, and that was pretty special.
I like the way they perform as well. When in the band, the way they all face each other.
Oh yeah, yeah, I know. Yeah, social, yeah. Little social circle.
Yeah, that's quite nice.
But Actress as well as someone who I just absolutely love. Just sort of his style, his take on sort of house music again. Really,
is this someone? Sort of. Have you had the chance to
techno,
meet
more techno? I guess.
Yeah,
cool. You know what I mean? Yeah. Not so much house, more techno.
Yeah.
But is it someone what?
Is it someone that you've had the chance to meet or?
Oh no, not at all. But
do you think there'd ever be any chance that you could maybe hook up with him in that studio?
God knows. I don't know.
Something like that. Could you put forward? Could you just email him and be like, hey,
I don't know. I can guess he's probably not the sort of guy who wants to do that. I think he's probably his own man. I'll just listen to his tunes and play his stuff and
get inspired. Yeah, totally. His thing.
So this one's Hazyville. It's like on the early one of his early albums. So that's this one. I'm gonna go get some. That's Francois K.
Ah,
early,
that makes sense.
Early FK EP.
Yeah, nice.
From 94 or something. And that's on Ministry. Yeah, actually, I used to play the other side, both tracks of that, the other side, lots. Like,
yeah.
When I used to start DJing, yeah.
Are those grooves?
But now, the other side sounds more, sort of makes sense, you know what I mean?
Right, okay, yeah.
So that one, Edge of Time, I think. That one just sounds really sort of good now.
Yeah,
it's a big shout. A shout out to Ben Gatto Fritto, because he played it and I heard it. I was like, whoa, what's this? And he told me, I was like, oh, I've got this. I dug it out. So I'll just quickly put this next track in. Now, back to it. Dedicated to Earl Gateshead.
Out to Earl.
He should have been here, but...
Well, you should have been here Friday.
Yeah. But anyway, I thought I'd bring this one on behalf, sort of, in respect to him.
Nice.
Bit of the old scar.
He's got a lot to make up for, eh? He didn't bring in one for you.
Yeah, I know, yeah. I can't believe that.
I know. Well, we'll have a word on Saturday.
Yeah, so, and after this... I'm going to put on, it's time, self-promotion time.
Yeah, let's do it.
I'm going to put on my next one that's going to be on More Music. just coming out at the end of the month, called Over Here, and it's like part of a 4-track EP with Midland and Death on the Balcony and Mark Romboy. Right. So it's a good strong EP actually.
Yeah,
all the other tracks are good, so I'm gonna put that one. I'm just gonna fade it in at the end here.
Is that gonna be a?
We're just gonna talk over the general mix, so I
yeah. Is that gonna be a vinyl release and a digital release?
Yes, it is. Yes. It's it's gonna be a compilation, and there's gonna be 4 tracks, a vinyl sampler. It's just it's gonna be good.
Perfect. I want to
The vocal on that, I thought I'd let you into a little secret. It came from a VHS from I can't say where it came from.
You must be happy with that, man.
Yeah, I am.
Sounds really fresh.
Nice one, man. Thanks.
I enjoyed that a lot.
Good. Yeah,
I can see why they chose, why they picked.
Cool.
Definitely.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to testing it out on Saturday night.
Right. Is that going to be its first air?
Yeah, I haven't actually played it. I think it's been played a couple of times, but not since it's been mastered.
Right, okay, so you've been tested.
Yeah, it's been mastered now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
okay.
It's just sound a bit better and bigger.
So, and will you be playing that on vinyl?
Oh, I haven't got the vinyl yet, no.
Oh, I see.
But we'll give it a go.
Yeah, sweet, yeah. Well, no, we're looking forward to having you down on Saturday, man.
Cool, yeah.
It's going to be some... Yeah, it's going to be... I think the idea of having...
You can't beat the old horse of...
Horse and the groom, huh?
Horse doom.
Horse and the groom.
But yeah, no, it should be fun. It's a good place for a proper little sort of like house party. But
that's, yeah.
Party, isn't it?
I think that's how it is, isn't it? It's a pub, pub club, house party. It's quite a sweat box as well. It can
turn
into quite the box. So, I mean, yeah. Well, I think the people need to know a little bit about...
What are those questions you got there?
These up. These are my...
Oh, right.
my little notes.
He's got a notepad.
Oh, just some things that I thought we should probably cover.
Right, yeah.
So, I mean, we get lost in the mix sometimes.
Yeah, unfortunately, we're going to have to talk all the way through this Glen Underground record, which is a real shame because it's so good.
Maybe give him a little bit of it.
Yeah, well... There you go. The best bits about three quarters of the way through. So
okay, let's talk quick then.
Yeah,
where are you from?
I'm from the Shires. Initially, yeah, from the Hampshire Surrey border, which is apparently where you're from.
Yeah, well, this is the connection. Yeah. All the guys from Unwanted, we're all from Guildford Way, so.
Yeah, I'm from Fleet initially, via Scotland where I was born. But anyway.
Right. Okay. It's all right. It's only the pug.
Oh yeah, scratching above my head. So I moved there and then basically moved to London. That's where I started going to raves and DJing and stuff and going to art college and breakdancing when I was 11 and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Is that where?
It's quite definitely a rich musical sort of influence there, you know, everywhere. I went to college, art college, and I went to college in Basingstoke, where I met some ravers and got into going to raves.
Yeah. In what year?
That was 1990.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, that was 1990. So.
Did you have long
you can
hair?
Guess. Yes, I did.
You did.
Of course. Curtains, all the way down to there.
Yeah.
It was curly and everything.
Oh, brilliant.
And stripy, vertical tops.
Was it what they're like, Timberland boots? Was it baggy?
No. I had Travel Fox boots. Travel Fox.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Travel Fox. I did have one of those raver hats, the ones that come over there, like the Stone Roses.
Yeah.
But, I think this good bit's coming up. Just go going on. To play this bit.
Let it go.
Underground, the Cherubims. That's basically, I was talking about the genius of Glenn Underground, because he's kind of like, he nails it quite often, big time, you know. It's just like, wow.
Yeah, it's pretty big, isn't it? Just in all fairness, that
just nails it. But, yeah, what were you saying?
You were saying you played that out in San Francisco recently.
Yes, I was saying I played Honey Sound System, which was probably the best party I played on the tour. I mean, I had a great time, all the parties were great, but the honey one was just, you know, it's on a Sunday and people are coming out to come out on a Sunday, then they're obviously real lovers of the music, you know. And it was just, I was enjoying the set so much that, you know, when you're enjoying it, you can take risks. And I just heard this in the headphones. I've never played that side. I usually play the other side, which is Boo Williams. And I just heard it. I thought, oh, God, that sounds pretty. I really want to hear that. So I'm just going to play
it. You just went for it.
And, you know, you don't often do that just because you, it could be that. But I just, it just went down amazingly well. It just sounded beautiful.
That's awesome.
And it's a really nice feeling to be able to sort of just hear something for the first time in a packed dance floor.
Yeah, that's nice. You must have surprised yourself. Nice.
But yeah, loads of people going up going, whoa, what was that tune as well? So, but yeah, I played a couple of my tunes there as well and I had really nice reactions. So just generally it was, I got a tip as well.
A tip?
Yeah. Apparently the first ever person to get a tip at Honey Sound System. I got a $20 tip from a Gurning dyke.
So, brilliant. I was going to say, is that from a punter, but a Gurning dyke?
Yeah,
brilliant.
She was in a good place.
Yeah.
And she said, get a glass, and she put some money in. I thought it was a dollar. I just thought it was a dollar. At the end of the night, I checked. I was like, $20? Wow. So this is a Claro Intellecto, anyway. Right. Yeah, the Claro Intellecto.
No.
He's
You're educating me.
Yeah, he's a bit of a dude from England.
Sweet.
Somewhere in England. I think he's up north somewhere. But I do know that he did stuff on AI Records because it's a label that was based in London. And I actually, when I first started making music, I was mates with all those guys.
Yeah.
And I sort of was making music for the label, but they were a bit too weird for me.
In
their
what
label.
Sense? Oh, what their sound?
Yeah,
they
their
were
sound.
Trying to push.
So I just sort of let them do their thing. But then they signed this dude, Claro Intellecto, and I was like, oh, hold on a minute, that's more my bag.
What are you doing?
But by the point, I was kind of out of the loop. But, I think this guy's wicked. So let's put this on.
Sweet.
We'll be right back.
So Mr. Machine Funk.
That is Machine Funk. The sound of, well, I think a machine funking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's a machine getting down to the funk.
Yeah, an 808 basically, which is the funkiest machine out there, I think. But
so are you on the production side of things, producing? Are you more analog or software based when it comes to making your magical sound?
Kind of either way, but a little bit of everything.
Okay, so
if ideally, but sometimes more one more than the other. But don't really use many soft synths. I just use more samples, really.
Yeah.
And synths. So I try not to use too many soft synths because I don't really like the sound of them. I probably did a few years ago when I first got into computers, and but after a while they sort of, you get a bit bored of them, and you start wanting more out of the sound.
There's not enough scope.
Yeah, you just want a real, yeah, you just can't, well, you know, you just can't get, the sound that comes out of a good quality synth is, it's got a lot of character and
sort of
just sounds more interesting. but I use a lot of samples, and sampling's good for inspiration, I find, because you're giving you more ideas.
Yeah, certainly.
I was working on something came out, which was, I'm trying to remember, what was it? It's based around a sample, but it was just, it's going to come back to me in a minute. What's that sample? Oh, yeah, it was just an a cappella, but I just playing around with it, you know, just slowing it down and getting little bit breaths and little tongue clicks like this.
Yeah,
sort of sounds
okay.
Really interesting, you know? So, yeah, a lot of that, really. I'll just line up the next tune. Actually, since we were talking about that last tune, I should have really credited it. It was Ed DMX.
DMX?
It was on the Mathematics and the Ed DMX and the...
Oh, Ed DMX, yeah, sorry.
And he also goes under the DMX crew as well, so... But
quite.
Yeah.
As in the
DMX crew, yeah.
Ah.
But anyway, he... That track's called 808 Jam, so... And this one is now is Damn Funk.
Now in the Damn Funk.
And that's Galactic City, I think? Yeah. We'll be right back.
though.
Yes.
It's a fun track.
It's a fun end of the set or beginning of the set track or something to announce you're here. But yeah, Damn Funk.
Damn.
So yeah, that's my last one.
Well, man, it has actually got... Where are we at now? What's the
1 hour 23. Man. So you got your money's worth.
Money?
Wine's worth.
Wine and pizza.
But yeah, so that's it. So thanks for having me.
Well, no, thank you for coming along. We're looking forward to this Saturday, man.
Yeah. It's going to be good.
Yeah. Well, now knowing that you have got the next day off.
Yeah.
So you're allowed to...
I can chill. Yeah, unfortunately, I'm not making the festival, but... I will endeavour to have a good time on Saturday, for sure. So, cheers.
Thank you, man.
See you later.
Take it easy.